أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى كالذي ينفق ماله رئاء الناس ولا يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فمثله كمثل صفوان عليه تراب فأصابه وابل فتركه صلدا لا يقدرون على شيء مما كسبوا والله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that when making, giving charity, helping out people, then there shouldn't be ihsan jatana. That is, a person makes ihsan, he does a favor to somebody, and then he does ihsan jatana, he reminds that person all the time, I did this for you, I helped you in that way. So it is two complete opposite things, to make ihsan and then ihsan jatana. And the other is that we want also that don't remove the taklif, the trouble of somebody, and then you give him other taklif. If person was in financial difficulties, you helped him, you took away his financial difficulties. But then you take undue advantage of him. And now you cause harm to him in different ways by taking advantage of that person. So you took out one thorn of his taklif, and then you pushed another thorn of giving him taklif again. So don't do that. That Allah warned against. Now in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala is comparing that, doing that is like giving your charity for name and fame, for show. So that also is haram, to do things and ihsan jatana, and also to cause a taklif to somebody and to take undue advantage of him, just like that, as all can understand, it is also haram to give in the for name and fame. And that happens when a person hasn't got iman in akhirat. His iman is very, very weak. He's a munafiq. So he only does it for name and fame. People must praise him that he gave so much charity in this cause, in that cause. He's such a generous person. So, and the example of that Allah Ta'ala gives, if there is a rock and nothing can grow on the rock, and there is just some sand, loose sand on the rock, and a person plants his seeds on that loose sand, one rain comes and it washes away all that sand. Like that, doing things for show is just like that also. All the rewards are destroyed. And to make ihsan and then ihsan jatana, that also is just like that. We made all the effort and lost it all again. And to give taklif, to remove somebody's taklif, and then give him another taklif, all that is like that. So that Allah Ta'ala explained, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى. اے ایمان والو، مت ضائع کرو اپنی خیرات، احسان رکھ کر اور ایزا دے کر. Oh people who have iman, don't destroy your sadaqah, your charity, by making ihsan and then ihsan jatana. And neither by removing the taklif of that person, the problems he is in, financial constraints he has got, and then you take undue advantage of him in wrong ways. Don't do that. In this there are many people, lot of complaints come, especially widows who need help. And good people who do give sadaqah, they help out those widows, but then they want sexual favors from those women. This is all totally haram, and there is no sawab in there whatsoever. And to hold them to ransom with these things, this is totally haram. And unfortunately, the complaints that come of prominent good people who are regular namazis, etc., and rich people who help out the widows, but then want sexual favors from them. This is totally haram. This Allah Ta'ala, he says, is كَالَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ رِعَاءَ النَّاسِ. اس شخص کی طرح جو خرچ کرتا ہے اپنا مال لوگوں کے دکھانے کو. This is an example of that person who spends his money for to show people. As you all can understand, to do things for name and fame, to show people is haram. Like that, to make ahsan and ahsan jatana is also haram. And to take out a financial problem, difficulty from somebody, and put another difficulty on that person, that is also haram, and it is totally wasting one's efforts. وَلَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. اور یقین نہیں رکھتا ہے اللہ پر اور قیامت کے دن پر. And does that person does who hasn't got iman on Allah and on the final day. Had he had iman on Allah, he should have done it for Allah's sake. Had he had iman on akhirah, he should do it for akhirah. But because he hasn't got that iman, or very, very weak iman, so he does it now for name and fame. This is what he sees, what his benefits are, he does it for that. So Allah says the example of this, فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ صَفْوَانْ عَلَيْهِ تُرَابٌ. So uski mithal aisi hai, jaise saaf patthar, ke us par pari hai kuch mitti. The example of this is like that rock, that it is a rock, that a rock, what is a rock? What can grow on a rock? But some sand is gathered on top of that rock. And then a person plants his seeds on that. One seed, where will it give 700 seeds? On that kind where you plant on such a place. So a person who plants there, فَصَوَبَهُ وَابِلْ پھر برسا اس پر زور کم ہے. And then a hard rain came, and it washed away all that sand, his seeds, his fertilizer, and all his efforts, it washed it away. فَتَرَكَهُ صَلْدَى تو چھوڑا اس کو بالکل صاف. And it left that rock completely clean, nothing on it. No sand, no seeds, no fertilizer, no water, nothing. Everything is washed away. Just like that, a person who does for name and fame washes away everything of it. The same way, a person who makes ahsan and then ahsan jatana, he also has washed away everything. The same way, a person who took away the taklif of somebody, his financial problems, and gave him another taklif, and imposed upon him, and took undue advantage of that person. All that is like that rock now, which is completely clear, all that amal are lost. There is nothing for that person in the akhirah. لا يقدرون على شيء مما كسبوا. کچھ ہاتھ نہیں لگتا ایسے لوگوں کے ثواب اس چیز کا جو انہوں نے کمایا. For those people, they will see that they have got no rewards whatsoever of all that what they had earned. They made effort, lot of effort, but nothing they will get in the akhirah. And they did it for show in this dunya, people will praise them. And that praise, of course, is just in front of one's face. Behind one, they speak bad of one. And that praise is just for amongst a few people. Amongst the 7-8 billion people in the world, if 7-8 people praise him, that is all. And it is just little while, for few days, few weeks, months, that somebody will praise. And had he done it for akhirat, it should have been forever. And nobody can appreciate how Allah appreciates. Nobody can reward how Allah rewards. Had he done it for akhirat, for Allah's sake, so much he should have got, but now he destroyed it all in this dunya. And this is also similar. A person comes early to the masjid, makes namazes, makes tilawat, zikr, dua, very pious. When he goes out, he looks at a woman. And now his gazes are on that woman all the time. All what he earned, he has washed away. He just goes out, he meets a friend, and they start backbiting about how the imam read today, or about a certain person. Some backbiting, and this is also very common, and there all that what a person earned, he came early for fajr, and he made so much zikr and ibadat, and now he destroyed it. So we must be very careful not to sell our deeds. And shaitan is always there to rob us of our deeds. for small, small, petty gains of this dunya, useless gains. We find that we great, great service, ibadah, our hajj, our umrah, becoming an alim, becoming a hafiz, all this we just sell it off for a few, hardly pennies, hardly cents, and we just sell it off. If we are not aware of shaitan and his plan, a person gets caught in the straps very easily. Therefore, it is very necessary that a person learns about the traps of shaitan. There is a beautiful kitab, the Talbis e Iblis, in which it is explained great, great ulama, muhaddithin, fuqaha, how shaitan traps them also. Shaitan does not leave anyone. He tries his utmost for everyone. And if I think I'm safe, I'm hardly, what am I? Absolutely nothing. We are playing in the lap of shaitan all the time. And we are not concerned. We are just making sawabs. And we are not concerned of looking after those sawabs. And we just destroy them all. A person has to be very careful. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْكَافِرِينَ اور اللہ نہیں دکھاتا سیدھی راہ کافروں کو. And Allah does not show the straight path to the non-believers. In here there is indication that doing things for name and fame, this is the way of the kuffar, it's not the way of the Muslims. Doing things, we're making ahsan on somebody, and then ahsan jatana is not the way of the believers, it is the way of the non-believers. And to take away somebody's difficulty and give him another difficulty in its place, in fact many more difficulties on its place, that is not the way of a mu'min, that is the way of the kuffar. So the kuffar, they don't understand, they are like animals. But the mu'min is the follower of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, follower of Quran and Hadith, is supposed to know much better. But because we also, unfortunately, we are following the ways of the kuffar. Our lifestyle is like that. Our education system is like that. Our house and how we run our houses are like that. We to maintain and to make our houses smart, we will go onto the internet and look at how they make their houses, how they run their houses, and we will run our houses like that. Our holidays are like their holidays. Everything of ours we do like that. Then we, what goodness, and we just cover it up with a little bit that we are alims, that we are hafiz, that we go in jamaat, that we go in the khanqah. This little small slight veneer won't help anything. We have to remove all that kufr that is within us, which Allah says over and over in the Quran Sharif, وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. Those people who have got a sickness in their heart, the sickness of this kufr, or at least the love of kufr, or at least admiration of the ways of the kuffar. And we don't admire sunnah like that. We admire the ways of the kuffar. And just to make us happy, to massage our nafs, we just give it some Islamic aspect. And then we are happy now that it's all Islamic and it's kosher now. So we shouldn't fool ourselves. This little phrase, وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْكَافِرِينَ, has got lot of meaning in it, that we should not be like the kuffar. The kuffar, Allah doesn't guide them to righteousness. So we should be very, very different from them in every way. May Allah open our hearts, our minds. Allah show His special fadl upon us and guide us to righteousness. Otherwise all these things of this dunya, we can keep on fighting and having ikhtilaf and be confused. It's not going to help us in the qabr. There what is in our heart, if we haven't got the love of Iman and Islam, then we have got big, big problems in the qabr. And nobody to help us there. And there we will be all alone. And then we cannot come back in this world. Not one bit can we come back. So we must make sure that we correct ourselves. When we time comes for going in the qabr, we go properly in the right way. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Otherwise we have great problems. Allah be kind to us. Have mercy on all of us. وَاَخِرُ دَوَانَا. Ha